Good morning, folks. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research as he comes on the set with a shake. Hope you guys had a fantastic weekend. You guys had a good time staying safe and healthy. I got a lot of different articles I'm going to be covering today on some health stuff. Should be a good show. And it was funny. I went up to the Florida State game over the weekend to play Pittsburgh to watch us get beat. That was fun. Game was great, though.
Again,
yeah. Took my sister up there. We had a really good time. It was fun being up there. You know what I found, though, is there's a lot more college students that are waking up about stuff.
Well, because Charlie Kirk was on campus.
Yeah. No, I noticed as I talked to I enjoyed talking to a bunch of the, you know, younger people that were there in their early 20s and kind of getting a read for them. I mean, obviously, a lot of them are still really young. But, you know, there's definitely a lot of changes that are starting to make in the entire mindset of the younger generation, which I appreciate and I like. Because at times like this, where we're in such an information war, so to speak, where there's so much content that's fake, so much content that's real, but at half the time, all the real true content that we're putting out, there's certain groups and elements of individuals that want to call it fake news, or they call you certain names because you don't agree with them, and they want to basically try to turn everything into this fake news narrative, when in reality, they're the ones peddling the fake news. So it's quite ironic. But there's a lot of different articles I'm going to cover today. And one of them here I was digging into. Where is it at? Let me pull it back up here. Because there's so many times now. This is it right here. It says 60 countries have now banned atrazine. However, the U.S.
It destroys fertility.
Yeah. However, the U.S. is like the only country left that is still allowing this stuff now. It says President Donald Trump's U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has announced the widely used pesticide atrazine does not pose any extinction risk to single protected animals or plants.
Total lie.
Complete lie. This has been debunked multiple times of what atrazine does. It says Tuesday's announcements, the tough rhetoric on the dangers of atrazine, and the initial Make America Healthy Commission report. So RFK Jr., just to take a step back, we've seen the research for atrazine and what it does to reproductive systems, how it wipes out enormous amounts of species. This has been well documented. RFK Jr. has been hammering atrazine. He's like, dude, atrazine's really bad. It's really dangerous. Causes, ruins reproductive health, wiping out species. He put it in the commission report. Well, Fish and Wildlife Service came out, and they replaced it with industry talking points now and a follow-up report that they had to rebuttal. It says, the announcement is an absolute joke, Nathan Danley said from Environmental Health Sciences. Said, you have an easier time convincing me the government isn't really shut down than persuading me that atrazine isn't putting single endangered species at risk with a multitude of other health problems. We know what it does. The Fish and Wildlife Service's draft assessment mainly finds that the mitigations already proposed by the EPA are completely sufficient to prevent atrazine-induced extinction of endangered species. So they're coming out now after all the reports, all the documents.
Atrazine's safe and effective. It's safe and effective and healthy for body to use. Don't think about it. Don't talk about it. 60 countries have banned it.
You think atrazine might be the problem. It's kind of like, and this you'll like this. This kid asked me a question. This is how sharp a lot of Florida State kids are now. We got on the topic of a certain group over in the Middle East. And he goes, you know, Austin, he goes, if there's a frat in Florida State, big frat, big giant frat, he goes, and they got kicked out of 109 bars in Florida State. 109 bars kicked them out. Every time they went to a bar, they got kicked out. They went to another bar, they got kicked out. He said, whose fault do you think it would be, the bar or the frat? I said, of course it's the frat. He goes, I'm not talking about a frat. And I said, I know. I got what you're saying. You guys get that one in. Oh, yeah. And I was like, all right.
Well, no. Well, here's the problem. Okay.
I just thought it was a little joke you guys for y'all.
All right. I'm trying to say this without getting crude. Okay. You've got bumps, you know, under the sheets and bumps under the blankets on the bed. Mm-hmm. So you're thinking, who's in my bed? Okay. And so you go, I need to pull the covers back.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to. It could be a, you know, 6 foot tall, pink, transgender.
What?
Okay. Or it could be a giant pink elephant in the room in the corner and nobody's supposed to look at
or
it.
Or an anaconda or a python.
And we're supposed to say, that's not there. It's not real. Let's just pretend like it's not there. We'll change beds. Okay. We're going to leave whatever's moving under the covers by itself and we're going to pretend like it's not there. And so you go, All right, but I want to know. You don't want to know what's under the mattress or under the bed or under the sheets. You go, yeah, you know, I don't want to know. And yeah. You go to the other room, and you lay in the bed, and you go to sleep. Next morning, you get up, and there's more under the other sheets. Now it's like a writhing mess. You're like, years ago, I'm at my mom's house. You know, we're on the cottages. The cottages from H.E. Double Sticks.
Yeah.
It was awful. The people were there. I mean, it introduced me to a cross-section of Americana that I wish I never knew existed, right? And so, but there was somebody had put a boat in the water, right?
A boat.
Yeah. And they didn't want to get stuck because they didn't have four-wheel drive, so they put a piece of plywood down.
Yeah.
So it was down there for like a year. You know, it was pressure treated.
Yeah.
And so one day I'm down there with the mower, and the weeds had grown all over. There's all kinds of stuff on. I thought, I got to clean this mess up.
Yeah.
So I had a 24-inch, you know, mower, big wheels in the back that I could go around. So I cut around the top of the plywood. I thought, I need to move this and get it tossed. And I thought, now I know there's snakes under there.
You know there's water moccasins under there. 100%.
Yeah. I guarantee you there's snakes. It's like a story I told you when the neighbor had all that trash piled in front of the house, and they picked it up with a cloth rug, and snakes were falling out. That's an abbreviated version of that story. And so I thought to myself, and I know better, because you don't reach under something with your fingers unless you just want to get bit.
Use a shovel.
So I had a flat-bladed shovel,
yep.
And I thought, I don't want to know what's under this, but I know it's there.
Yeah.
So I grabbed the shovel, flipped it, and ran.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get out of there.
Now, I've done the same thing with my pump down at the lake.
Yeah.
There's a water moccasin coil up, and sure enough, one day there's a water moccasin coil up in there because it has a metal cover on it. So I flipped it over, and sure enough, there's a nest of water moccasins.
Yeah.
Okay? And there were literally hundreds of them.
Yeah.
And they were writhing inside of a ball, and I said, they were little.
It's really bizarre if you ever come across a water moccasin nest, because it's very surreal looking, because they're all entangled with each other, and they're all moving the entire time. It's very ominous.
So what I did, I played slice and dice.
Yeah.
And if you're an environmentalist, I don't want to hear it. Okay?
Water moccasins are not endangered. They're not protected.
If you are an environmentalist and that offends you, you are absolutely listening to the wrong show.
Yeah.
This is not your show. Let me give you, if this is your first day tuning in, you're like, what the heck? He can't believe he killed those poor snakes. I didn't just kill them. I sliced and diced them. I had to make sure I did that. And I did it quickly before Mama showed up. They
will
protect that nest.
The smaller ones are actually more dangerous than the large ones are in many cases.
They're more concentrated.
They have more concentrated venom, and they have no control over their venom excretion. Mm-hmm. They just dump it in.
I remember one day we were down at the lake. You were down there. We had all the kids in there. Had a church party down at the lake. And I remember we got too close to the end of the dock, and they had a nest under the dock.
Yep.
And here comes Mama.
Oh, yeah.
And she is mad. She's on top of the water. and we all scattered. And this thing's about 5 feet long, about that big around. And I remember Mike from Dave's Power Equipment was there. He ran up to his truck. He had a truck, and he grabbed a shovel, and he played slice and dice and killed that thing. Now, if that bothers you, then you don't live in Florida. But here's the point of saying all that. When I'm going back to atrazine. A few years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, we went to Silver Springs. Took your kids.
Yep.
We went on the glass bottom boat ride. Now, the last time I had been there was probably, 50 years ago, right? And I was a little tiny kid. And I remember looking under the glass bottom boats, and the fish were so thick that you couldn't see through them.
Yeah.
Okay.
The schools are huge, yeah.
And so I went back because it's a spring fed place there, and the water's still crystal clear. It's coming out of the Florida aquifer, and the fish were gone.
Hey, I mean, you tell me that. You said there was like one here and there.
Yeah.
It was a little bit.
And I looked at the guy and I said, dude, what happened to the fish?
You know, the wildlife, the marine life.
And he goes, it's the atrazine.
He said that.
Mm-hmm. He says, down stream where the fish basically breed, and basically because they can't do it up here, he said the current's too strong.
Yeah,
he's got to go downstream. He said, but the people bought homes on the river, and they're putting atrazine on their yards.
Yep,
and it's destroying the fishery, and so the fish can't come back up here again because there aren't any fish. It changes their sex. It changes them because it's an estrogen compound, and so it's destroying the fish life. So when they say this, Austin, okay, they're saying it's not affecting endangered species. It's affecting everything.
Atrazine, which is banned in 60 countries, is the second most widely used pesticide in the U.S., one of the nation's most controversial and widespread pesticide water contaminants. It is directly known to cause hormone-disrupting problems like birth defects, cancers, fertility issues like low sperm quality, and irregular menstrual cycle.
Well, what they're doing is it's all about reducing the population of the planet, and particularly reduce. See, the thing about it is, you got a bunch of GIs that are basically Marines and all kinds of different people that are willing to get into a landing craft and hit the beaches of Normandy.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of alpha males. These boys have been trained how to fight and how to kill and how to do everything else. They don't want that. They had to find a way to defang the population of the United States and get rid of the men. I can't tell you how many times, you know, I've talked to people and say with ladies and they say, there are no men today. They're all just, they're all girly boys. A lot of it's from the atrazine. A lot of it's from the Roundup. A lot of it's from the soy protein. And we've talked about this so many times on the show. And all of a sudden you're like, well, now they come up with an article like this, which is a complete lie.
It's a complete lie again. And this goes back to what I've talked about so many times where we see documentation, we see evidence, we see science, we see studies, and they come back in and try to say, well, that's not happening. There's nothing to see here. Remember during COVID how they said, there is no widely available anything you can do for COVID. Vitamin C, you can't do it. D3 doesn't work. Nothing works.
Total lies.
The only thing you can do is go sit in the closet and wait for us to bring you a vaccine.
Or take Remdesivir.
Or Remdesivir. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm going to get into that one. And then I kept bringing the research up. I said, vitamin C. Everything was coming to vitamin C. Well, now vitamin C, which has just brought up another topic here. Now, this is a new study. It says vitamin C taking during pregnancy improves respiratory function in babies.
Helps develop lungs.
Remember when they talked about, right, they were having issues. They said, well, babies are having issues if the mom gets COVID sometimes. Again, then we were like, why don't we give the mom vitamin C? Nope. Vitamin C doesn't do anything at all. There isn't decades and decades and decades of documentation for it. Doesn't work. Nothing to see here.
Thousands of research studies.
It says research is set out to see if women who smoke during pregnancy could benefit from vitamin C supplementation, and it had a significant effect. The first study published randomized pregnant women for vitamin C or placebo. They test their babies at 3 and 12 months to evaluate their lung function. The research stated that 12% of American women would not quit smoking while pregnant, resulting in more than 450,000 infants born yearly who are exposed to smoke. Said the study was randomized, and essentially they received 500 milligrams a day of vitamin C, which isn't even very much compared to a placebo. Says once the babies are born, their lung function is evaluated at 3 months and lung function evaluated at 12 months. The research showed significant improvements in lung function and significant decrease in wheezing in all the mothers who took vitamin C.
You know, what's funny? I know a young man. And his mother took a lot of supplements and took vitamin C when she was pregnant.
Yeah.
And she smoked.
Really?
You know the individual, too.
Yeah.
And the crazy part about it is the kid's super smart.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like there wasn't any effect. It's these antioxidants from the vitamin C and all the supplements she was taking. And I'm not suggesting
I was about to clarify this. No. Don't say we're telling you to smoke, period. Or if you're pregnant, do not.
Well, my mom smoked like 5 packs. You know, she'd hotbox a room.
Yeah.
But now she claimed, I wasn't around, obviously I was in utero, that she didn't smoke with either me or my sister.
Yeah.
When she was pregnant, and she didn't drink.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, sometimes women just realize that there's certain things they don't want to do if they're really good mothers.
For 9 months.
Well,
and that's why I brought up so many topics on the vitamin C and why it's so crucial. It's such an easy supplement. And that's why we put together the excellent C and also the vitamin C with the antioxidants. Why I tell you it's one of the single most important products you got to take for aging, for joints. It's super important for collagen. And here's another article that ties back into it. It says vitamin C helps older adults retain muscle mass. You were talking about the sacropenia the other day. They discussed it. There's another article right now addressing it because it's becoming such an issue. It says the loss of muscle mass and function is as you get older, known as sacropenia, affects more than 50 million people over the age of 50. Currently, there are limited solutions for treating it.
Look at this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also it contributes to type 2 diabetes.
And remember, when I told you guys, vitamin C directly helps with diabetes. It also helps out as far as with the blood vessels as well.
Frailty, physical disability, loss of independence, and poor quality of life. You know what's so funny? I've said this to you before, and I'll say it again. Dr. Linus Pauling received a Nobel Prize for his work on vitamin C, several of them, actually.
Yep.
And all of the scientists around him back in the 60s and 70s when he got these awards said he's an idiot. He's taking 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. He's going to kill himself. It's unbelievably stupid what he's doing. And he just said, you guys are morons. He says, we can't make vitamin C like other mammals. You have to take vitamin C. And so he's in his 90s still working, right? All those other guys that boohooed him were all dead.
Yeah.
They were all dead. He got to watch them all die. You think, well, that's a terrible thing to say. I'm not saying he enjoyed watching them die. I said he got to watch them all die. And he kind of started to realize that all of his detractors were gone.
Yep.
And suddenly people are going, well, he's in his 90s now, and he's doing great. And what he did, he kept working and working and taking vitamin C every single day. And the vitamin C he was taking wasn't nearly as good as our vitamin C with antioxidants. That's a great product.
It says most research is focused on the effects of eating more protein to prevent or treat sarcopenia. And that's accurate.
That's peptides.
It's a huge, huge factor on that. He says, but very few studies have ever investigated the role of vitamin C in sarcopenia.
It's collagen.
Until now.
It holds everything together.
Vitamin C is known to play an important role in bone health and also maintaining strong muscles. I did not know this. Around 2/3 of the body's total vitamin C is found in skeletal muscle.
I did not know that either.
Because I know it's water soluble, so it flushes your body out, but that would make sense why. It says it's used for also making carnitine, a crucial substance that provides energy for muscles to function.
And keeps the brain functioning properly.
Vitamin C is such a strong antioxidant that it helps counteract free radical molecules, which increase when we age.
That's cancer.
Yep. And so it goes into the detail here on how vitamin C was measured directly in their blood, providing results less susceptible to potential error than in reporting dieting. They said statistical analysis took into consideration important factors like physical activity, protein, energy intake. They found the people in the study who consumed the highest amount of vitamin C in their diet had the greatest muscle mass. Direct correlation.
You know, it's funny. I'm not trying to draw attention to myself. I try not to do that. But, you know.
But.
You know, what did Moses live to, 120?
Yeah,
well,
I think so.
I figured people always ask me how old I am. I just tell them I'm 120 out of
just 120 now. Up,
right? But the point is, I mean, I still have a lot of muscle mass.
Oh, you do?
I still grab a 100-pound curl bar and do reps with it. And I mean, I take C every single day.
You and do. I take the collagen.
And I take creatine. And I mean, I take everything and I work out 6 days a week. I mean, So everything they're talking about as far as expanding life expectancy and quality of life, there's a difference here between life expectancy and quality of life.
That is true. Big difference.
No, if you're in a nursing home and you're 80 years old and you're waiting to die and you're pooping on yourself every day and you don't even know where you are anymore, that ain't where I want to be. Just thought I'd mention that to you.
You're alive, but quality of life is not.
I mean, I'm still going full throttle. People are saying, do you ever slow down? I'm like, I don't think I ever do. I told you guys a few years ago, about 10 years ago, I thought I'd try the aging process a little bit. Boy, did that suck. Excuse my language.
You just opted out.
I just opted out of aging.
Check
I said,
the box,
I said,
opt out.
I'm not doing this anymore. I said, this is horrible. I'm increasing in my C, increasing in my D, increasing in my collagen. I started doing everything. I started thinking, I'm going to start working out harder. And I did. And suddenly I'm like, wow, okay, I feel pretty good. And I never felt bad. But now I'm kind of like it. Paul Bragg called it this way. He called it agelessness.
Yeah.
He says he's in a state of agelessness. He just doesn't feel like he's getting any older. He just feels the same all the time. And I told Van the other day, my workout partner, I said, you know, Van, I feel like I'm 30 years old. I mean, I feel great. My brain still works. And you know what really helped me as far as brain was the magnesium brain food off.
Oh, that's a huge one.
Oh, my gosh. And now look at this. Deadly rare cancer surges in young people as experts sound the alarm due to sheer numbers. This is from the COVID shot. This was a eugenics protocol.
Yep.
This was about destroying the population of the planet. This was about injecting 5 billion people with an mRNA shot that had kept in cold storage for over 20 years. That's what this was. Let me read this to you. Scientists are warning that rates of the rare but highly deadly cancer are now on the rise in the U.S., with the cases climbing 3 times faster than other forms of disease. A key finding since 21 is an invasive lobular carcinoma, a type of breast cancer incident, climbed at an average annual rate of 2.8% with women 50 and older and 2.9% among women younger than 50. Whoa, that's huge. It's like 18% interest rate on a card.
Yeah.
This is crazy. The rise, because it's 1.5% per month. The rise across age groups exceeds the 0.8% increase for all other breast cancer. And they're saying that they don't know why this is happening. Well, I can tell you why it's happening. There's multiple factors. Number one, I believe the COVID shot has a lot to do with it. Number two, lack of vitamin C in the diet. Number three, antiperspirant deodorants that contain aluminum. They get caught up into the breast tissue. Number four, coffee. I just said that, didn't I? Coffee contains a product called methylxanthine. It massively increases the risks of fibroid tumor formation in breast tissue, Austin.
Yeah.
And some people say it increases the risk of cancer. I had a friend of mine years ago, and I told her was Carol. I won't mention her last name. She's passed away now. And, you know, and I told her, I said, you know, it's almost impossible to overcome breast cancer if you drink alcohol or if you drink a lot of coffee.
And sugar. Top three.
Yeah. And because Katie Kirk did the same thing with a monk, M-O-N-K, a priest, a Buddhist priest out of Tibet or where he was from, on a Dateline NBC episode. And he said he could cure breast cancer.
Yep.
And I've talked about this before. You watch it on Dateline. And he said that you can't drink coffee, alcohol, or eat sugar if you want to overcome cancer with breast cancer. And he had a test group. And about 3 of them, I think out of 5, refused to stop drinking coffee, drinking alcohol.
Yep.
For some reason, ladies, listen to me. And I don't know why you do this. And I don't know why guys do this. It's just I guess it's just an addiction. And you've been lied to about alcohol and lied to about wine.
Yeah.
Let me just explain this to you so you can understand this. About 30 years ago, they came out with a study, they call it the French paradox, in which they said if you drink alcohol, if you drink wine, that you decrease your risks of cancer and breast cancer.
And it was heart disease too, though.
That's right.
It was the one that came out. Yes, it basically stops heart disease drinking wine every day.
So basically that's what happens. So, but here's a lie. The French people don't drink, you know, alcohol excess, right? They don't do that. Number two, they don't eat the crap food that we eat in the United States.
That's very true.
They don't eat margarine and trans fats and all these other things, which was all very prevalent back then. So the French basically are sitting here going, hey, you know, we don't know what to do because, you know, we're a lot healthier, but we don't eat all the junk. What do they have, the McDonald's meal that was sitting there for years and didn't even decay, didn't even rot?
No, years. I mean, so they have
I was watching a comedian last night. I'm going to do his stunt for a second. This is funny.
Yeah.
It was clean. He goes, yeah, we went to the drive-thru, me and my wife, the other day at McDonald's. And, you know, we've been there. We go there all the time. And she goes, well, what's on the menu? He goes, it's McDonald's. It's junk food. It's complete and total trash. The menu's been the same for 50 years.
That's true.
And she goes, well, I want to know what's on the menu. And he goes, okay. And she goes, ask them if they have whole wheat buns. And he said, why would you possibly care about a whole wheat bun eating at McDonald's?
Right.
It's McDonald's.
Yeah, it's McDonald's.
And then he said, but I didn't want to argue with him, so I asked him, do you have whole wheat buns? And it's the truth, isn't it? We try to justify by changing one thing in a junk food menu, try to make it healthier. Now, whether McDonald's has whole wheat buns or not, I don't know. I don't even care. The point is this. You know, when you eat crap all the time, you get sick. That's why the French don't eat that way. So they had a much lower incidence of breast cancer and heart disease and everything else, right? And so they're saying, this is the French paradox. Drink a glass of wine a day, you stay healthy.
And let me add to that, too. This is another thing that also they didn't address because I looked this up later. A lot of the wine that they were using wasn't necessarily heavily, because, you know, wines have different percentage of alcohol. The main thing they looked at in the wine was that it had extremely high levels of resveratrol in the wine that they were doing in the study. A lot of the wines here in the United States are almost all contained with glyphosate. They're not in France. They don't use glyphosate over
there. Well, so what happens, they finally came out and said, but you don't understand. If you don't drink, don't start.
Right.
That's what the study said. Yeah, because it increases the risk of pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, cirrhosis of the liver, alcoholism, and breast cancer. And you go, whoa, whoa, whoa. So why are you calling it a French paradox? Well, it was a lie. And then I know one medical doctor who basically is barely a medical doctor. His school went out of business. And he's complete and total flake. He's had so many cosmetic surgeries done. He doesn't look like the same person anymore. He's like a freak. Just thought I'd mention him. And the crazy part about it, he wrote about this in a Christian book that he had written about how we should be drinking wine every day. It's a complete and total lie. You decrease the enzyme lipase. You start gaining body fat. You see a woman who's been drinking a couple glasses of wine every day or whatever, and you see her after about 5 or 6 years, she's gained 100 pounds.
Well, and you
see them in a picture. They're drinking wine. And you watch the progression. As the pictures age, it gets older,
more and more weight.
And you go, what the heck are you doing?
Well, that's,
because they believe the lie.
Well, that's what I've explained to people. I said, if you're going to use alcohol on a semi-regular or semi-rare basis, like a Christmas party or something, your body can process the ethanol. You take the detox support on a rare occasion by that. Here's the problem. We've talked about this. It takes about 3 days for the body even go back to homeostasis after you drink alcohol to get your pancreatic enzymes back, to get your liver cleaned out. About 3 to 4 days.
You know why? Because it's so toxic.
It's toxic.
It has to stop doing everything else.
So if you have a Christmas party and you take some detox stuff and it's once or twice a year, it's probably not going to affect you very much. You start drinking every day, every other day, every third day, it is going to have significant side effects year after year after year, including weight gain and a bunch of other health problems. If you want to get the benefits from wine, the actual resveratrol, that's why we put this product together that actually here's the problem too. When they didn't discuss in that article the amount of quercetin and resveratrol that's in wine, you also have to drink like 2 to 3 bottles a day to actually get the anti-cancer effects of resveratrol. Alcohol is going to combat all those positive effects after you drink that much of
it. So you take this deadly cancer, breast cancer, surging now in women who've had COVID shots because their immune system is compromised, because they're drinking wine every day, thinking that they're being healthy and they're gaining weight, and it's unbelievably bad for them. It's like Austin said, let me clarify this a little bit. If you have a glass of wine on Monday, it takes until Thursday to clear it.
Yeah, not necessarily blood level alcohols, but the effects on the pancreas and the liver.
Are you listening to me? That means you're not making lipase. It means you're storing fat now instead of burning fat. Mm-hmm. So from Monday through Thursday, so what you do, you go out with your girlfriends again, or your guys, if you go out and get beer or whatever, it doesn't make any difference. No matter if you're male or female, and you go out on Thursday and you have another glass of wine. Boom. Now you don't clear it until Monday again. You don't clear it. In other words, your liver is constantly compromised because of the ethanol toxicity. You could die from alcohol. You understand that, everybody, right? You get too much alcohol, you can die. You can, it's alcohol poisoning. Yeah. And so your body goes, oh, my God, this is awful. I got to get it out of my system. So if you drink a glass of wine twice a week, you never restore the proper levels of liver enzymes, of lipase, and you never start burning body fat. So all of a sudden, you start gaining a pound of fat every month or 2 months or whatever, and all of a sudden, you know, 20 a year goes by and you gain 12 pounds. That's not that big of a deal. And you go, you know, next, well, 10 years goes by, you're 120 pounds up. Now you go to your class reunion and you walk in at 300 pounds and they're going, what the heck happened to you?
And here's another thing that ties into here. Remember, when you start drinking, especially any amount of alcohol that's, you know, past two or three glasses, alcohol's a diuretic. It flushes nutrients and minerals and magnesium and vitamin C out of your body. It flushes it out because your body has to flush everything out. Okay, so if you do that on, you know, once in a blue moon, your body can recover. Like he said, if you're doing that every two or three or four days, your body never gets back to homeostasis with your mineral reserve and your vitamin C reserve. It says right here, the biggest difference seen in women with the sarcopenia, those women, the highest category of vitamin C consumption, had muscle mass 3% or greater than those in the lowest category. If you're trying to maintain muscle tissue, if you're trying to maintain overall health, if you're trying to make sure your mineral reserves and your vitamin C levels are up for all this, you can't drink on a regular basis. Because it's also, remember, the minerals are also stored in the lungs. Main minerals are. This is another study that came out here. I'll pull it up. This is interesting. It says vitamin C can affect lung infections. So that's on a positive note. This is a research study they came out with, and it goes all the way down to the end of it here. So I want to show you guys this. This is why it's talking about with the children, they were better off as far as the respiratory function. It says, it goes into detail. Let me roll it down here. It says the effects of vitamin C on respiratory infections are also important at the levels of fundamental concepts because they indicate the effects of vitamin C are not limited to just preventing and treating scurvy. They have a whole host of other things. You've got to make sure your respiratory system is functioning at top tier. It's how you get oxygenation to the body. Oxygen, basically, cancer can't live in the presence of oxygen, period.
It's an anaerobic disease.
If you're getting proper oxygen, your body stays hydrated, and it keeps its red blood cells nice and full and plump, and the vitamin C works, and vitamin C is in your system, it keeps you healthier. You know, I remember this. For some odd reason, I don't know why, I guess we got sidetracked on it. The other day, I was telling you guys a story about scuba diving and that wreck dive. I guess I never finished the story. I've had three people bring it up to me now in emails and ask me what happened on the 120-foot wreck dive that I bought in my head.
I didn't go on, remember?
No, that's right. Well, no, here. I'll give you a spoiler alert. I made it out. I'm here.
He's sitting here, guys.
I'm sitting here. But no, so this goes back to respiratory function, where you got to keep your lungs functioning. So, yes, he missed the dive. He decided he was going to opt out of that. It was a deep dive. It was down in Nassau. You can go look at it. It's a big boat dive on the shelf where it drops off. So I was down there with another buddy of mine that we were diving. We were digging through this giant ship. Didn't bring flashlights and didn't bring nightsticks or bring any glow sticks. So we're like feeling around this ship in about 120, 125 feet. And all of a sudden I come out of this hole and I ran into steel I-beam. We're not wearing helmets. Running into steel I-beam, I mean, head first. Now luckily I got a big knot on my skull. For some reason I was born with a big German skull. So I got this spot right here. It's just like all skull in the front. It's good that it protects me. And but you know, I bounced off of it. And I'm in this dark room in a ship. I'm 120 feet down and everything's spinning. And I'm sitting there for a second. I'm like, and I trained enough with diving. I knew the biggest thing you cannot ever do, cannot panic scuba diving. You cannot.
You're going to die.
You die. You're going to die. There is no way out of it. You're 120 feet. You can't surface from that level. There's no way you're going to do it. If you possibly make it up, you're going to get the bends, but you're probably going to black out before you get up there. So I grabbed onto the side of the wall, and I closed my eyes, and I just started just take my breathing as I started hyperventilating.
Breathe normally at all times.
I started keep breathing real fast. And finally calmed down, got my head tight, and I'm thinking, okay, I've got to get out of the ship now. Now I'm in another spot.
Plus, now you're low on air.
I'm low on air. I can't just surface. I'm in a boat 120 feet down. So I get my way out, and I get outside. I'm kind of ground on the bottom of the ocean for a second. I look down, and I'm at 600 PSI. I'm going to the red. I'm gassing my tank out. And I'm like, okay, now I got to go up, and I can't go up too fast, or else you get what's called the bends. You get nitrogen.
Yep.
It's bad, really bad. You got to go to
stop and wait.
One of the chambers. What they call it? The decompression chamber. Yeah. So I finally get to the bottom. We go up, and we slowly work our way up, and I get there. And I mean, and when I bump my tank off, my guy checks my gauge of my regulator, and he's like, dude, you gassed your old tank. He's like, what the heck are you doing, Austin?
I'm like, don't even start me right now. I'm just glad to be outside breathing air. So back to the story with respiratory health, you got to maintain your lung function. If you ever want to go scuba diving, I love it. About 40 or 50 foot
dives.
That's
deep enough.
That's really fun. You know, we have a good friend of ours, John. He has it down. You know, I was diving with him one time here with him, and we're like going through this cave diving, and he just sits down at the bottom. He dumps all the air of his BC. He starts pulling bread out and feeding the fish.
Yeah, so they had vegetables.
Vegetables, yeah.
Frozen vegetables.
And he's got all these fish and all these aquatic animals like around him. Like he's like the fish whisperer. I'm like, well, I want to do that.
Yeah, he didn't even burn any air.
No, he comes up. He's like, I got like 2,000 PSI in my tank left. I'm like, you didn't even touch it. And so he's just chilling out. But anyways, scuba diving's a blast. I love diving. But you got to make sure you keep your respiratory health good for any aspect, because that was just a situation with me. But it didn't affect anybody. When you need your lungs to really work good and you got to get everything under check, make sure you're as healthy as you can be.
Well, you know, it's interesting, because what happened with me, the reason I didn't go with you on that dive, is that when I got into the salt water, because it was our first dive, I didn't have enough weight on my
That's
belt.
Right. You couldn't get, yeah.
And I tried to go down. I couldn't get down. So then I started hyperventilating because breathing fast, so I was working so hard. And I said, nope, I'm on. I'm done. That was it. I said, the guy came back. He said, well, you're not going to do the dive? I said, no. He says, well, I'm not going to refund your money. I said, I don't care.
Well, we should have done two dives. The problem is that was such a deep dive, they only want to do that one. And we hadn't dove in probably a year. And it's good to do a checkout dive if you're fresh.
Yeah.
But we didn't do that. Starting on a 120-foot wreck dive, your warm-up dive,
It's too much.
Exactly. You know, those 30, 40-foot dives with the coral,
you can
the animals.
Life, so they're pretty,
dude, yeah, if you gas your tank, you can still surf. Use exhale going all the way up. But no, that was a blast.
But I remember one time I was diving off the coast of Aruba off a cruise ship.
Yep.
You weren't with me at this one.
No, I was a kid. No, I was long ago.
And I was sharing, and they had a guy that was a Canadian mounted police. And we had 6-foot seas, 8-foot seas.
Sometimes it's best just to opt out.
Okay. So everybody's hanging off the boat puking, right? And so I get out of the water. I come back up with like 600 PSI. And what you do when it's really that rough, you don't take the regulator out of your mouth.
Never.
Because you'll aspirate seawater.
No.
Okay, so it's hitting you in the face. So you swim up to the boat, you get on the dive platform, you wait until
you got
to
time the swells.
You got stairs on it, you got a little ladder on it. So what you do is you time the swells, and when the swell goes down and it goes back up, you ride it up. Super unbelievably dangerous.
Best way to do it.
So this Canadian mounted police guy. I'm not picking on him because he's a mounted police. I'm just picking on him because he was stupid.
Or he's Canadian. I like our Canadian customers.
But the guy was stupid. He's a big guy, too. He's about 6'3" and about 240 pounds. A big man. He comes out of the water, okay, and he sucked his tank dry.
He just pulled his reg out.
Pulled a regulator out to breathe. Went unconscious. Okay, now he's got his BC full, so he's floating with his face up in the air, and he's floating away from the boat. And I looked at the dive master, and I said, the dude's unconscious, but we got to go get him. This is your responsibility. It's not mine.
Yeah.
8-foot waves here. I don't want to do, because the dive platform is going up and slamming back into the water. And so he said, well, yeah. I said, no, dude, this is your job. Go get the guy. So he goes out there, gets him. The guy's completely unconscious, all 240 pounds
of him. Well, you got to remember, that's 240 without gear.
Oh, yeah.
You got a doggone tank and everything.
It was 60,000.
It's probably 300 pounds.
So what they did, they stripped the tank off of him.
Yeah.
Okay, he's still unconscious. And so he's sitting there in the water. We're hoping he's not dead. And we waited. I said, now I have to take command. Why am I taking command? This is not my dive trip. I'm not being paid.
I know
for
you're
this.
Paying money.
You know, and I'm thinking to myself, man, well, you got to have an alpha male somewhere doing something. And so I said, okay, do this. You know, we'll wait until we go down on the thing. We don't want him in the head with the dive platform because it's bouncing. And we'll both grab him under the arms, and we'll let the weight of the boat carry him up when it comes up.
Yeah.
And so we did. We got him up on the boat, but they completely unconscious. And then, and the guy goes, well, we got one more dive. I said, are you an idiot? I said, the guy may die. We don't even know if he's going.
Yeah.
You know, he needs to be a hospital.
EMT. Yeah.
And so we took the boat in.
Yeah.
And then he goes, well, and I said, I'm getting off the boat. I've had enough of puking. And he looked at me and goes, well, I'm not going to refund your last dive. I said, why are you guys always so concerned about that? I don't care. It's $60. Who cares?
I'd rather stay alive.
So the guy said, no, we have to carry the guy off the boat.
Yeah.
Then the ambulance shows up. And that night, he's at dinner. He didn't die.
Yeah.
Good news. And I said to him, I said, are you okay? And he looked at me like he was, number one, really embarrassed.
But he probably didn't remember, Lavi. If he was full of conscience.
But the point is, he knew he woke up with EMT.
Oh, yeah.
And so he didn't want all the people at his dinner table. He's a 6'3", 240-pound mounted police, right? He's the man. So I said, I walked up and said, dude, are you okay? What are you talking about? I'm like, oh my God, now you're going to obfuscate. I said, never mind.
But anyhow,
so the vitamin C is critical for lung function, especially if you're going to be scuba diving, and even if you're not. And it's going to really help a child if you're smoking, if you're pregnant, which don't do. And you got to realize that the vitamin C is going to also help really reduce the risks of cancer, especially leukemia. Very, very, very important. Now, here's another one. This is another one. The top doctor names the lists of the habits that could cause deadly strokes, damaging the lining of your blood vessels. And they go back up. They said hemorrhagic stroke accounts for about 13%. And they talk about vitamin C again.
Again,
how you don't you have to take vitamin C to reduce the risk of stroke because it helps to maintain blood vessels. And it says younger adults, meanwhile, are seeing a grimoire eyes, while stroke incidence is falling for those over 50. It's moving the opposite direction for the ages of those 15 years of age, Austin, to 49. Again,
15?
That's directly from the stinking COVID shot in the spike proteins.
Yep.
And that's what's causing all these young people to have strokes. And it says a diet heavy in processed foods and fast food lunches continuously assaults the cardiovascular system, primarily through the massive sodium load. That is true. You can't overload salt.
Well, if
you're going to do salt, use the Redmond salt.
I was about to say it because a lot of people bring that topic up with salt all the time. All the processed preservative-laden food that you eat, you know, one serving's got 1,800 milligrams of sodium in it. That is highly processed bleached salt, the cheapest they can possibly do to add it to the food.
Totally
to contaminated. It's not good salt. You don't ever use bleached salt, ever, period. I won't touch it. It's usually contaminated with fluoride, too. They add all kinds of other stuff to it. The biggest thing is making sure you're getting Redmond salt. Only salt I'll touch. This is one we carry online. It's not that expensive. It tastes great. They pull it about 5,000 to 6,000 feet out of the mines in Utah, if I'm not mistaken, as far as the depth.
Some of them say they're from Europe, too.
Some of them say from Europe. But it actually tastes like real, true seasoned salt. Yeah,
it's
sweet. You have some organic butter with some organic eggs with some of that salt on it.
Oh, my God.
Maybe a little bit of pepper. You don't have to add much more to it.
That was my breakfast this morning.
It was my breakfast this morning.
Oh, gosh.
After a shake.
Yeah.
And so, again, though, when you're...
But me with Purple Six.
And then all the people are wondering why they're eating all this preservative-laden food with all the sodium, and they're wondering why their blood pressure's through the roof all the time. And you look at the food, like, dude, you're eating, like, you know, 10 grams of salt every day and all this preservative food at McDonald's, like we talked about. You've got to really watch that sodium intake with processed foods and really preservative-laden foods because you eat a lot more than you expect. And it definitely has an effect on blood pressure.
Let me read you another thing it says. It says, excess salt raises blood pressure by increasing blood volume,
yep,
which over time damages arteries and makes them prone to rupture or clots. Salty processed foods are loaded with unhealthy saturated and trans fats, which is true,
yep,
which contribute to the buildup of atherosclerotic plaquing. The narrowing the arteries, it forces the heart to work even harder, further elevating blood pressure. The combination of hardened, narrow arteries, and that's also from having water that contains minerals in it, and calcium and dissolved rock. You got to be drinking distilled water, reverse osmosis, because that's why it's called hardening of the arteries. It says it causes a massive increase. And so they're talking about what you've got to do. You've got to change your diet. You got to stop smoking. You got to stop doing chemicals. You got to start increasing your vitamin C. And you basically have to continue to exercise your entire life. And it massively decreases the risk of stroke and heart attacks. And guys, it's so important that you know that, because if you don't know that, you're not going to be able to do it. Here's another article. Top doctor says he was silenced and demands the U.S. apologize for the COVID vaccine mandates. Safety was ignored. Wow.
Surprise, surprise.
A former advisor for Make America Healthy Again movement, who is now working to replicate the initiative in Europe, has said that the public deserves an apology for the COVID vaccines mandates.
Amen to
he
that.
Said they basically abandoned all science and forced people to do this. Until the most urgent questions are answered, they wrote nothing less than a global moratorium on COVID RNA vaccines, coupled with a formal, unequivocally apologies from governments and medical bodies for mandates and for silencing truth seekers will suffice. He's right. I mean, 5 billion people got that shot, Austin. Five billion. It was a full global eugenics depopulation agenda, period. You think, well, that's kind of a hard statement to make. I'm not gonna try to back it off. It's exactly what it was. Here's another one. Common hair loss treatment linked to horrifying suicide side effects. So people start losing their hair, they start taking these drugs, and they start committing suicide.
That's horrible.
Now, think about that for a second.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, losing hair, if you're going to lose hair, just shave your head and be done with it if you really want to go that route.
If you're female, you can always get some nice wigs, too.
Yeah, it's not suicidally.
No, I mean, it is what it is. Hair is hair. You've got to deal with it.
Well, here, it's called finasteride, sold under the brand name of Propecia.
Finasteride, that's the same with the drug?
Yep, sold under the brand name of Propecia and available by prescription, has surged in popularity in recent years. Doctors could slow the rates of male hair loss with a little more than a pill a day. But as more men turn to the drug, reports of troubling side effects, including suicide and genital shrinkage and loss of libido.
No, this I didn't know it was finasteride. I didn't tell you about this. I had a customer call me up about this a while back ago. I talked to him on the phone after I had an email. He was a guy who's buying some of our supplements, and he was having an issue with male pattern baldness. I was like, whatever, dude. If you got to shave your head, do it. There's all kinds of options. We said he was taking finasteride, and he said it completely killed his libido.
That's what it says.
No, I mean, like, it killed it. Like, he said he had no libido after, like, 3 months of being on it. It was done.
Well, you know, you think about it. Okay, I'm going to get crude for a second. Sorry to get crude. I don't like getting crude. But you got to think through it like this. Okay, you got male pattern baldness, so you're upset about that. You don't think you're as attractive to women as you should be, which is nonsense. A lot of guys are better bald, just like I'm saying that. So also now you take this finasteride. So now your genitalia shrink.
And you have no sex drive either. So
you're dealing with a little bitty appendage. Now you're unbelievably embarrassed about that if you're married. Got to say you're married. And all of a sudden now you have no sex drive with a little bitty appendage. Now you get suicidal. Like, God, awful.
What I did, finasteride is a DHT inhibitor. Yeah. DHT is what caused a lot of male pattern baldness. The problem is DHT is also the primary key component, along with testosterone, for sex hormones in men. So you start taking a drug that blocks that. I've heard multiple side effects of this stuff. So make sure, if you're a guy, I don't recommend this stuff. It's funny you brought it up. I didn't realize it was causing suicidal effects.
No, the FDA has added depression as a possible side effect of taking finasteride.
He's getting a black box warning, assuming.
And updated the label in 22 to add suicidal behavior. So it did get a black box.
Yeah, they got a black box, yeah.
Even though this has never been confirmed.
Really?
The FDA added depression as a possible side effect, you know, because of this, suicidal behaviors. Data from the monitoring system of the FDA adverse events, it shows nearly 300 suicides among people and over 100 suicide attempts and 6 suspected suicides. And remember, only 1 in 100 is ever reported. Another guy who shows his picture said that he was a young guy, said that he had suffered from mental health problems and saw changes in his genitals after taking this product. I mean, you know, it's so funny. I mean, I try not to get crude with the show, but, you know, it's not bad enough that you're losing your hair if you really are concerned about that. Then you start losing your genitalia. They start shrinking on you.
And no sex drive.
And no sex drive. Now you're like, man, I'm turning into a eunuch. I've castrated myself. And you get depressed. And it's sad. That's a side effect. And now one more thing. The Ozempic is causing the most disgusting side effect, and it's really getting to me. I don't know what to do. And what you're doing, because you're not digesting your food, because you're paralyzing your intestinal tract in your stomach, they basically have nonstop sulfur burps coming out of your throat now.
And I'm sure you have a massive decrease of uptake of nutrients and minerals as far as digestion.
Sulfur stinks.
Oh, yeah.
So every time you get around somebody, so now I'm going to kiss my wife, and burp, you got sulfur coming out.
That's rough.
Now you stink like to high heaven. She's on it. She's stinking to high heaven. You're going, yeah, this is just horrible. So another side effect of this, especially, it also causes stomach paralysis. This product is going to be another boondoggle, just like
fentanyl. It's over $2 billion in class action lawsuit.
Oh, yeah.
Now, understand, they're in a current lawsuit with class action for over $2 billion right now, and it's estimated to go up to $5 to $10 billion, depending on how bad this gets with this drug. So I know it seems like it's the great idea. You're going to lose all this weight super fast because they've been promoting it. Now they're selling it at Costco. And I mean, this just—they're trying to make it widely available.
Costco's setting themselves for a lawsuit.
They are. That's why I'm surprised Costco's touching it. When you have a drug that's already in current litigation for $2 billion plus in a class action, if I was a company like Costco with that deep of pockets, I wouldn't touch this.
Because
stuff
what
right
happens
now.
When you sue somebody? You don't just sue the product manufacturer. Ooh, you sue
all the retailers that are basically knowingly carrying a product that's got these side effects, and it's going to show that they carried the product after this lawsuit's already in litigation.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what Costco's even thinking. Oh, by the way, if you notice what the crypto markets did this weekend?
Ooh, they took a hit.
$500 billion.
Yep.
I'm telling you, and I told you this for years, if you can't touch it, you don't own it.
Well, look what happened to gold. I mean, gold's already over 4,100.
Is it really? I didn't know.
Yeah, it's up like $115 a day already. It's
I told you guys when it was $800 an ounce. I said I'm not giving you any investment advice, but I'm saying this is a good bargain right now.
Wait, and I'll tell you this right now, and you're going to see, because what's going to happen is a lot of the miners are going to start spooling up too. There's a lot of money in gold and silver now.
Well,
that's, so you're going to see some of the miners produce more. Production's going to go up. You're probably going to have a correction at some point, but it ain't ever going back down.
Remember what happened in the Weimar Republic.
Yeah.
The only people to maintain, this is back in Germany in the 1920s when they had hyperinflation. It was 40 billion mark for one loaf of bread, right? What they did is they kept the people that had they knew what to do. They put their money into metals. They maintained the value.
Yep.
Or they put it into blue chip stocks with corporations that had plant and equipment, so they had value. That's how they kept their money. The people that went into these crazy investments and all these other things, wiped out in Germany. And in the United States in 1929 when the Federal Reserve contracted the M1 money supply and people couldn't pay their bills anymore and they seized all the family farms. Thousands and thousands of family farms were taken over by the Fed and by the bankers who owned everything. So be really, really careful where you put your money. Just be careful with it, because I tell you what, guys, you start going to these speculative investments like the cryptocurrency. I made a lot of money in cryptocurrency. Okay, great. Let's see what it does in 20 years from now. Let's see how the bankers like this. Let's see what they do if they try to take control of it.
Well, the thing that I've always tried to explain to people with any type of investments is you always got to look at investments as more of a long-term approach. The problem is so many people in the younger world got so wrapped up in trying to, you know, play the pixie dust game with the stock market. I want to make money fast.
It raised up for 10 years.
Right. And so it's happening. They see this has been going on, but there's no continual long-term aspect of what's going to happen with it. And we already know that they're trying to set the whole thing up so they can get the digital currency with the Central Reserve Bank digital currency, CDBCs. That's what they're pushing for it.
And here's another one. Marjorie Taylor Greene, which I like her, by the way, torches Trump's tariffs and corruption. It shouldn't be about helping your crypto donors. Boy, is she right.
Ooh.
Boy, oh boy, is she right. Okay. She goes, I'm talking to major manufacturing companies. They're saying we report the president. We report what he's trying, his long-term goal, and we're having problems with these tariffs. And now we're having problems. We can't get supplies from this country, and we can't get supplies from that country. And there's these problems. And then we have regular people's bank accounts have been affected. And has the stress come off? No, that has not happened yet. That needs to be a major focus. It shouldn't be about helping your crypto donors or your AI donors or welcoming these people that hated you and spent money to try to beat you. But all that's what a big meeting you had in the White House.
Yeah.
But all about sudden and excited to come out of the time to the new Rose Garden patio. That shouldn't be the focus. Very chopped up. So I had to kind of improvise reading that. The focus should be about people that showed up at the rallies and stood there for 18 hours trying to get in the rain and in the cold in 100-degree heat. For those people, the ones I care about, those are the ones that voted not only for the president, but every single Republican gave us power. I don't think these people are being served, she continued. It shouldn't be about the crypto donors or these large mega corporation owners.
Well, and you know, it's funny. I talked to a buddy of mine that's in the markets the other day, and he said the more we're starting to watch this now, you can see how a lot of this was manipulation with these tariffs. Because, you know, we talked about it. We really needed some base tariffs for a lot of these countries. The problem with it was done backwards, right? So they ejected all this money into the markets with COVID. Trillions upon trillions upon trillions of dollars, calling massive inflation. Well, then as the markets are basically going to crap, people are running out of cash. Basically, the market's starting to drop back down from the massive push during COVID. Now we throw in tariffs. He said the tariffs should have been done before we did what we did with the COVID boom, because what it had done, it would help bounce stuff out. It would have helped more people take the cash they had and inject it into small businesses in the United States and starting stuff. Instead, they did it the reverse way. And again, isn't that what all the Federal Reserve always does, isn't it? This is how they always push the market. They do it to manipulate everything.
And you know, it's another article came up about the Ozempic. And they're saying how you basically
turn Ozempic.
Ozempic, whatever yeah. it is. You turn into the facial thing. Have you ever seen King had that one movie about thinning or whatever?
Yeah.
And he got thinner and thinner, so he just disappeared. Okay. And, you know, it said that you got to be real careful, because what happens is what they're doing, and I'm going to explain it to you again, real simple like, they take the insulin and they bring it down in your blood. Insulin's a storage hormone. Because what happens with Syndrome X, which about half the population of the United States suffers with now, is because they're constantly trying to metabolize sugar in their blood. Their sugar goes up, and so does their insulin. So they're constantly storing body fat. Now, one other thing, too, let me share something with you. When you start doing all these chewing gums and all of these breath mints that are all with these sugar alcohols, it does the same thing to the body. It elevates blood sugar.
Well, they have some with monk fruit and stuff in them now.
Yeah, they do. And when, yeah. But remember, too, I've got a friend. She's got a real problem with Syndrome X, and she's gained a bunch of weight. And she's always on mints, on mints, on mints, on mints. Remember, those mints have the alcohol, and they're the same thing to the liver, Austin.
Yeah.
It stops the production of lipase.
Well, that's if you're going to use any mints or gum like that, it's hard to find. I don't really use them, but I know there's a couple brands out there that use, like, monk fruit and some stuff. But a lot of the ones with the erythritol and basically aspartame and sucrose. Sucrose, horrible.
That aspartame everything. Contains alcohol, too.
Yeah. It
contains methanol. It contains paint thinner.
If you're wanting to get healthy glucose levels, accelerate body fat reduction, burn body fat, that's why we put together the berberine and cinnamon extract. This has some of the similar effects of the positive effects as the GLP-1s have.
Fat-burning stack,
without
boy.
Getting the massive side effects that go along with it, and you're actually strengthening your body and help it function on its own. Because you said something the other day, and I've seen this before, and I've talked to a lot of people. A lot of times, if people don't change their lifestyle, once they get off the GLP-1s, they just gain the fat right back.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're using the drug as a crutch instead of a tool. If you have, and this is why they made the drug, the GLP-1s, they were for people that were morbidly obese with severe diabetes, and they were trying to get them to get their insulin levels under control and basically help everything function better because they were so unhealthy. They weren't designed to be for people that needed to lose 50, 60, 70 pounds and just couldn't control their food intake.
Or stay on it indefinitely,
or do these long cycles, come off of it, then go back on another long cycle of it again. So
And plus, don't lose weight till the point where you start losing your face.
Well, you can't lose it too fast. That's why I remember you've done it in bodybuilding competitions. It's always a very slow, like 12-16 week prep for a show.
Yeah.
3 to 4 months. And that's with people you're already dealing with. I had low body fat when I started getting ready for a show. I never got out of control. But you're trying to get that as maximum muscle tissue with minimal body fat. There's no way to do it fast. There's no problem. You cannot lose enormous amounts of weight quickly and maintain muscle tissue.
You can lose water pretty quick, but that's no
healthy. Water weight, bowel weight, stuff like that. I'm talking actual true fat. You can't do it quickly and maintain muscle tissue. So.
Well, the body's got to do it slowly because body wants to maintain homeostasis.
Correct.
That's why you lose the weight and you plateau. I remember that last contest I entered. I remember it took me about 3 weeks, 2 weeks or whatever on the contest. I didn't lose any body fat. I didn't lose any weight.
No, you don't.
I just sat there and I said, okay, I'm sticking through this. It was fish and vegetables, by the way. And it was chicken and vegetables, by the way. And if you do that, it keeps the insulin really, really low. So you don't have to take a Ozempic because the body's not storing fat.
No.
And you're releasing glucagon, which burns body fat. And it's not difficult. It's fish and vegetables or chicken and vegetables, and you make sure you take the skin off. It's just
one good thing to do even before this, because I've done it before and I know tons of other people, is basically do a GHI cleanse fast for a couple days. Mm-hmm. Get your body to reset. Get your balance under control with your pancreas and your liver and detox everything.
So if you want to weigh 180 pounds, 1,800 calories. You want to weigh 1,220 pounds, 1,200 calories of GHI every day. Nothing else.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
What it does is it massively reduces inflammation in the body, because the body has reached a point where the body doesn't want to lose body fat. It doesn't just want to start shedding body fat.
Well, it saves it for in case you start starving.
And so what happens, the higher the body fat goes, though, the body still starts to, it's still fat. It doesn't matter if it's 5 pounds of fat or 100 pounds of fat. The body still thinks of fat as the same way, as a storage backup reserve energy if it needs an emergency. So you've got to get the inflammation down. You've got to calm the body down. You've got to detox the liver, detox the kidneys, detox the digestive system. And then you can start going in and get everything under control and start burning body fat.
That's why I use that GHI all the time in my protein shake, that and the collagen,
yep,
and the beet powder every single day. I use it every single day, and then I throw in a couple of frozen bananas in there. Yeah. And I made a shake for you on Friday, I think, or Saturday. I can't remember anymore.
No, yeah. Well, me and Hunter had that all that one day.
Oh, yeah. You guys were gassed out, man.
Yeah, all outdoor training and full kit and rifle runs and everything else. And bro, I got done. I was like, I was hungry. I was very hungry. But so, yeah, that shake was great.
But yeah, so you got to realize that if you got it, you just have to eat really, really, really clean all the time. Oh, by the way, the Telegram founder, he looks like a real weirdo. By the way, Pavel Durov says the era of free internet is ending.
They figure out how to monetize it. They're doing all the ads now.
He's 41 years old, and he goes, I don't feel like celebrating. He goes, our generation is running out of time to save the free internet our forefathers built for us. Now he sounded like it was 1776.
Forefathers, bro.
Whatever.
Not that old.
Well, he's in a different language, too. Once the promise of free exchange of information is turning into an instrument of ultimate control. He's right. Once free countries are introducing dystopian measures like digital identities, UK, online age checks in Australia, and mass scanning of private messages in the EU, Germany is prosecuting anyone who dares criticize officials online. The UK is imprisoning thousands for their tweets. France is criminally investigating tech leaders who defend freedom and privacy. A dark dystopian world is rapidly approaching while we sleep. Our generation risks going down in history as the last to have had freedom and to have let it be taken away. We've been told a lie. We've been lied to and led to believe that the greatest struggle of our generation is to destroy everything our ancestors left us. Tradition, privacy, sovereignty, free markets, and freedom of speech. Boy, I'm going to repeat that. We have been lied to believe that our greatest struggle for our generation is to destroy everything. This is what feminism did. Our ancestors left us. Tradition, privacy, sovereignty, free markets, and freedom of speech. By betraying our ancestors' legacy, we set ourselves on path to self-destruction, moral, intellectual, economic, and ultimately biological destruction. So I won't celebrate today. We are running out of time. We're running out of time. Wow.
Yeah. Well, Canada, just if you saw this, it's got no national coverage. Canada just issued its first court order, first ever jail sentence in Canada for Holocaust denial online. This is nuts.
That's coming out of
51-year-old Kenneth Pollan was sentenced to 9 months in jail and 2 years of probation. And I quote, for the willful promotion of hate against Jewish people and the willful promotion of anti-Semitism by condoning, denying, or downplaying the Holocaust.
Now, you hear the word downplaying. That means you question the official number.
That's exactly right.
That means you say, well, I know there was a Holocaust, but I don't know how many people died. Oh, you've downplayed it.
So are you really sure it's 6 million? Are you really Nope, that's downplaying. You're going to prison now. Again, I'm not getting on this topic right now because we don't have enough time. We've talked about it many times, but this is a very dangerous slope.
Dark.
And incarcerating. This guy's going to prison for 9 months and 2 years of probation because he said stuff online that the all-powerful country state England doesn't agree with. That goes right back to why we came to the United States. Now,
that's why you got to be so careful what you post online.
Well, in general, sometimes people just talk way too stupid. You can always tell. You can always tell people that go on social media and they've never been hit in the face before. And I mean that literally. You get some of these people that are these armchair quarterbacks and they love just to, oh, yeah, I got thumbs and I got text. I'm going to talk to everybody. I'm going to run. And you see them in person. Oh, man, I didn't mean that. I'm sorry, brother.
That happened to you once.
Oh, that happened to me multiple times.
Guy was like 4 feet tall.
Oh, yeah. And I just got somebody who's like 5'1". And I'm like, dude, what is this? What was this online? Oh, man, I didn't mean anything by it. I'm like, I can always tell everybody I hadn't been hit in the face before. And it shows. And online's brought the worst out of me.
What Austin doesn't tell you, he placed fourth in the world in the U.S. Open in full combat karate.
That was
karate.
A long time ago, though. I've gotten old. Apparently, we're the forefathers of the internet now.
I'm going to repeat this. Austin placed fourth in the world in full contact karate competition as a black belt.
That was good times back then.
And the guy who beat him ended up breaking the next guy's arm.
I told my friend about that the other day. Big old German boy. He was definitely out. He was outside of the age bracket in our class.
He's lying. Bless him.
He was big. He was strong.
Next guy he fought, man. He broke his arm.
I got eliminated in the four. I took fourth. I got eliminated by number three. Third went to second. Second place was the German guy, and he broke that kid's forearm.
And kicked his arm.
Yeah, he blocked him. He railed. I remember that. I'm like, God, EMTs are coming out. I'm like, well, that was my slot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've broken enough stuff. I didn't need to break anything else. Oh, man. Good times on that. If you guys need anything.
Hit in the face.
Well, you get used to it after a while, kind of.
You never used to.
The nose always is rough.
Oh, God. The nose hurts.
Yeah. But anyways, guys, you know where to get a hold of us, Team Health Masters. Be sure to get updates on here with the website, first name, last name, email. Subscribe. You'll get the emails right to your inbox every day. Letting you guys know, we're rolling out. The old site is going away on Wednesday.
We're not even posting stories on it anymore.
No, I've done it. I've stopped it. I'm not putting any money time.
You know, he's not joking about this. I like the dinosaur
site. It's gone. It's over with. Wednesday, it's getting transferred over. Health Masters and Team Health Masters will be the same domain with our top Health Masters. It's a bunch of little things.
2 days left.
Bunch of little things we're tweaking on it.
But you call the office when we make this transition. If you can't figure out how to do it, we'll help you.
We got you.
We got you.
Trust me, it's okay.
We answer the telephone.
I haven't done this show for 10 years to abandon anybody. Nobody's getting left behind. Everybody's coming
home. You know, we've done almost 2,700 episodes now.
I'm well aware of it. It's taken a long time to get here.
I remember, you remember our 2007 episode?
Which one?
Angel Wars.
Oh, yeah, Angel Wars. That's what,
we made sure Angel Wars was our 2000th episode. Oh, by the way, I prayed for you guys yesterday at church. And again, I'm not adjusting any kind of halo over me because I ain't got a halo. But what I will say is this. I love you guys, and that we're all saved by faith through grace through our Lord Jesus Christ. That lady told me this morning, she goes, you know, since I start talking to Jesus and praying to Jesus, my whole life's changed.
I hope so, with peace.
It does. So keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. And I love you guys a lot. And thank you for your prayers. And please continue to pray for us.
Absolutely, my friends. You guys need anything? Team Health Masters, healthmasters.com. Be sure to grab the vitamin C on sale. And also, a lot of people have been grabbing this. I'm getting feedback. Leave me reviews on it because that's why I ran this.
I've already gone through my first can. I went through a can.
Golly.
Well, that van takes it with me every day.
Oh, that's true. Well, you do two people on it.
The other day, I gave him two scoops.
Oh, how do you like that?
He goes, that product's different than the last one. They're
the same batch, but I'm not going to lie. I mean, this one's strong. One's real strong.
I only usually give one scoop. He goes, what in the world? You give me this one. I feel great.
It'll get you running. You guys have a safe night. Be strong. Stay healthy. We'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow, as always, my friends.
Love you guys. Oh, and thanks for your support.